Welcome to this podcast, The First Lady of Germiston, Life According to the Chaotic Order of Viv Vermaak. Who is Viv? Well, she's an award-winning spokesperson and acclaimed journalist with an eclectic point of view of the world around her and an even more unique way to walk through life. I sit down with Viv throughout this podcast series as we chat about her ethos of quote-unquote dismotivation and how she embraces the chaos. Enjoy.
Individualism is pandering to a very selfish, which is not wrong, by the way. Selfishness is great.
Yes.
But it's just pandering to a place of envy and aggression inside us as psychological beings, which can only end in disaster. So I've, as a fierce individualist with libertarian leanings, I'm starting to question whether that is not right or wrong, but the most productive way.
Yeah, but again, I will just repeat this one, just because we had this off mic and now we're having it on mic. I say, quote unquote, commercially introduced to society was through Jesus's sayings or teachings, where one was supposed to understand that being an individual meant so much more, because obviously you're a lot more than just this entire universe that is around you. You're not a speck, but you're more than just a speck. And so you should be able to notice that as an individual, I have so much more, like, yes, my opinion, like my worldview, yes, like my importance of being here. That was propagated through, I'm saying, biblical studies, I'm saying, or chronicles, right? But obviously fast forward to right now, where, as I said to you, over the past 5 to 8 years, it re-immersed into society, whatever it may have been, and was taken into a very toxic redefinition of it. And it was very organic. Like I said, the growth of it was very organic, but pushed by my individualism, as I am important, I'm more important than everybody else. Same, I can say it in the same wording, but I can say it in a different attitude. I am more important than just everybody else. You understand what I'm saying? If I can just change my demeanor, right? I'm not less important.
Sure.
I'm somebody. I'm not a nothing. I am a something, which is the propagation of individualism. It's being able to take power and say, I mean so much more, so that my life can have meaning. And what I say is not less important, or think is not less important. But I add toxicity to that, and I become someone that just we can't stand. We don't give a fuck about. Which is pretty much everyone and anyone, quote unquote, in general in society. When you look on, quote unquote, with this representation of society, social media.
Sure, absolutely. Everybody's becoming a little narcissist.
Yes, a little individualistic bastard.
So I do think, and that's the dilemma. So go and sit and talk to yourself and your family. Where are my boundaries as an individual, as a group conscious person? And I do think we all have, these things are spectrum. So these things are, and where do I fit on the narcissist spectrum?
Because you are now trained to only have an opinion that is constructed from the world around you. I do not even go to your family yet to go and cultivate even a further external fabricated opinion of your own thoughts. People do not have the capacity even to think of an original thought. I say that, Olin, because it's exhausting. Yeah.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. And, okay, on that level. Now, this is a very complicated...
It is.
It's very complicated because we are group... We are, by definition, group creatures.
That's good. You should have... there should be norms, and there should be, like, we should be able to see ourselves in somebody else through, again, it could be cults, I say cults or sects, cultures, family,
what's
DNA.
What's that for God's sake?
Yeah, whatever it is. Again, that's cool. That's great. Let's move away from these islands of individualism, because it's great to feel like a human being. In the way that you can see yourself in someone else, and they can see yourself themselves in you. But do you have the capacity, one, the ability to construct your own individual, free and and like I say, independent thought.
That's a complicated question in a scientific and biological sense. Sure. I'm not sure that it's even possible for any of us to come into this world tabula rasa, that and that original thoughts aren't drilled into us
sure.
from the moment we're born. But if we zoom out, we've gone from the roof to the clouds, back into deep time, we all have the same, exact same skin since before we started wearing clothes.
Sure.
Am I accepted? Am I good enough?
Mm.
Am I doing this right? Mm. And the answer, of course, is no. But the point is not that in 117 billion years that we are so either very unique
yeah.
or insignificant.
Mm.
The lesson there is just that we are not alone. Because that is the loss of self. When you go there and you understand you're truly alone, and people who don't cope with magnificent achievements, and possibly why Da Vinci was so unhappy, you don't have anybody to share it with.
True.
You can have all of this stuff. If you don't have somebody to share it with, you're fucked. And that's the problem or the caution I have against individualism and our great job. You ain't nothing special, I can assure you. 170 billion people have done exactly what you are doing now. And this thing of being special and unique, no, you're actually not.
No, but because you don't behave special, you don't act special or unique, because your actions...
Yes, why do you want to be unique?
Because...
Who the fuck are you to think unique? Just accept you. 170 billion people have walked this exact journey with the same thoughts, but now we must be special and unique. That's pathetic.
No. In your darkest hour, when you only have yourself, who's going to save you? Who are you going to look
after?
Your
family that you said I mustn't go to.
No.
Now it's becoming...
If you have nothing.
But now we're talking about the aspiration of survival, not of identity.
But if you can't even sit there and say something that's special or that's something that's unique, that sets you apart from anything else.
Yes, for sure. But it's like a fingerprint, dude. Every fingerprint is unique, but they're all the same. But I loved the way that you brought Jesus in. I completely disagree. I think it's a ridiculous framework.
What? No, the Jesus framework or the individualism framework?
The way that you managed to seamlessly bring them together, and I thought, okay.
But it's true.
In your head, possibly. Oh. I read the Kinner Bible and we saw what Jesus looked like. He was not like that. Jesus had golden hair and red cheeks. Don't come with your subversive thoughts here.
You can't. Yes.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But I thought, what the fuck?
It's true.
There is nothing in the Bible that Jesus brought that was individualistic.
He did.
Nothing in his message that said... He said
to say that
he
you are...
Tolerance. No, he said tolerance. No. Be kind to your neighbor.
He allowed you to know that you are like you are allowed to have eternal love and eternal life.
Yes,
and
how
eternal
does that speak to individualism?
Salvation.
Yes, that
because
I
you are an, like as a human being.
No, he never said that.
He did.
I understand what you're saying, but Jesus never said that. He just said you can go through the Father through me. He made it all about himself. Narcissism.
It is. That is the first notion.
He took himself very seriously, obviously.
Oh my word.
But he didn't come to you with a thing about don't be group conscious.
Of course he did. That's why I gave a platform for women to talk, the poor to talk, the diseased to talk, that everyone else around that was considered nothing.
That was a message of equality, not individualism.
No,
that was a liberal message.
Jesus
was a liberal. That's what he spoke about, tolerance. Don't flex your biceps and your beautiful tattoos at me because you want to make a point. I'm just questioning whether he rebranded individualism, whereas he actually was a liberal ahead of his time.
Follow us on Instagram @ChrisJordanMedia or go to my landing page, ChrisJordanMedia.net.